Welcome to the Deep Dive. So, in today's professional world, staying current, gaining that crucial knowledge quickly, but, you know, thoroughly, it feels like a constant challenge, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You're always looking for that edge, that reliable source that actually helps.
Exactly. But what if there's a firm that seems to have, well, not just kept pace, but maybe even cracked the code on effective professional development?
Okay. Intriguing.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into GovernIQ Consulting. We actually pulled insights straight from their website, sort of using it as our map.
Our blueprint, yeah.
To figure out their unique approach to consulting and, maybe more importantly for you, the listener, their professional training.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is pretty clear. We want to unpack how GovernIQ really combines deep industry expertise with some cutting-edge instructional design, you know, to empower organizations and individuals. What I find compelling here is how they talk about enhancing processes and optimizing tech use.
Right. Aiming for growth and stability.
Exactly. We want to sort of pinpoint what really makes their program stand out, especially for busy professionals like you.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Maybe start by setting the stage for GovernIQ Consulting itself. They specialize, it seems, in consulting and advisory services, specifically aimed at small and medium-sized organizations.
Okay.
And they bring quite a bit of experience, over 25 years apparently, with a team covering a wide range, training, auditing, governance, Lean Six Sigma.
Technology solutions, risk management. Yeah, it's a pretty comprehensive list.
It really is.
And their core mission, it isn't just about, you know, offering services piecemeal. It feels more fundamental. They want to enhance client processes, optimize how they use technology.
And deliver training that's tailored. That's key.
Tailored to specific needs. So if you've ever felt that one-size-fits-all training pain.
Which many of us have.
Right. GovernIQ seems to be aiming for something different. This whole holistic approach, it really points to delivering high-impact results, real, measurable change for their clients.
Empowering them, essentially.
Yeah, helping them grow sustainably, be more self-sufficient.
So, okay, they've clearly got the consulting side sorted, but where do they really shake things up in professional development? You mentioned the e-learning.
Ah, yes, the e-learning. This is where it gets interesting for individual learners, I think.
These aren't just, like, generic courses off the shelf, are they?
No, not at all. They're specifically designed for compliance professionals, auditors, risk managers, operational teams.
So quite specific roles.
Very specific, especially within financial institutions and other regulated industries. And here's something quite noteworthy. The courses are fully bilingual.
English and Arabic?
English and Arabic, yes. And it's not just a translation job. It seems they're really addressing a critical need, particularly in the GCC market.
Where quality, localized compliance training can be hard to find.
Precisely. Mm. So that gives them a significant edge. These programs are really crafted, they say, for a Wang class learning experience. Mm. Engaging, interactive, measurable.
And built for real-world impact. That last one is crucial.
Absolutely. And to get that world-class experience, GovernIQ builds its training on some very specific proven foundations. Instructional design models.
Okay, like what?
Well, they explicitly mention using the 80DI framework for every course. That's analyze, design, develop, implement, and evaluate.
Right, the classic.
It's classic, but using it meticulously means they're systematic about effectiveness and improvement. Not just a buzzword for them, it seems.
So structured development.
Exactly. And they use smart learning objectives too. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound.
Which means, for you the learner, you know exactly what you're signing up for and what you should be able to do afterwards.
Precisely. Clear outcomes tied to performance. And then there's the technical side. Their programs are SCORM and XAPI compliant.
Okay, for those managing training, that's important, right? For tracking and LMS integration.
Huge. It means seamless integration with a company's learning management system. Crystal clear tracking of progress, compliance. It's a potential headache reducer for L&D teams.
Yeah, I can see that. But it's not just the tech back end, is it? They seem to get how adults actually learn.
That's a really important point. They emphasize adult learning principles.
Meaning?
Meaning they respect your existing knowledge and experience. They build on it rather than treating you like an empty vessel.
Makes sense. More practical that way.
Incredibly practical and relevant, especially for busy professionals. They understand your time is valuable, which leads to another concept they use, micro-learning.
Ah, short-focused lessons.
Exactly. Short, impactful lessons designed for retention. But here's maybe the deeper insight. It's not just short for short's sake.
Okay.
They seem to engineer these micro lessons to combat, you know, the modern short attention span by linking each little chunk directly to something actionable, a real world scenario.
So you see the immediate use.
Right. And when you're in the courses, they say you'll find realistic scenarios, case studies, professional audio, relatable characters, even role play simulations.
Plus interactive stuff, slides, animations, video.
All of that, yeah. Designed to keep you engaged, not just passively consuming.
Okay, that sounds promising.
Yeah.
What about tracking your own progress and managing learning?
Right. They talk about a data-driven learning experience. This isn't just jargon. It translates to actual features.
Like what kind of features?
Things like real-time learner dashboards, detailed progress tracking, role-based access so managers can see their team's progress group management tools.
Automated reminders, too. We all need those sometimes.
Definitely. Automated reminders, re-enrollment tools. And this raises an important question, doesn't it? How does all this personalized data actually help you reach your goals faster?
Well, I suppose if it tracks where you're struggling.
Exactly. By tracking progress and engagement, they can potentially identify where you might need more support, or even where the course itself could be improved. It allows for a more adaptive learning path.
Okay, that makes sense. And accessible anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mobile responsive, multilingual delivery, learn wherever, whenever.
That adaptability is key. Now, you mentioned regulated industries earlier. How do they ensure the content is, you know, up to snuff with international standards?
Yeah, that's crucial, especially in compliance fields. They state their content rigorously aligns with major international standards and frameworks.
Can you give some examples?
Sure. Things like ISO standards, KISO for internal controls, ISACA for IT governance, FATF for anti-money laundering.
Oh, wow. So the big ones.
The big ones, yeah. And ACAMS for financial crime prevention. These are essentially the global benchmarks.
So for you, the learner, that means you're getting best practices that are recognized worldwide. Real relevance, regulatory insight.
Exactly, and compliance. Plus, and this is vital, the content isn't static. They say it's regularly updated based on industry shifts, policy changes.
Which is a lifesaver and feels like AML or risk, where things change constantly.
Absolutely. You're not learning outdated rules.
And how flexible is it? Can organizations tailor it? Can individuals just pick one course?
Great question. And the answer seems to be very flexible. They emphasize the modular, customizable, and scalable nature of their offerings.
So like building blocks?
Kind of. Content can be fully branded with a company's logo and colors. It can be delivered as standalone modules or bundled into bigger programs.
Okay.
And it's all self-paced, interactive, accessible from any device. So yes, a large organization could roll out a consistent training suite.
While an individual could just grab the specific skill they need right now.
Precisely. That flexibility really seems like a cornerstone, addressing real logistical hurdles for training managers and individual learners alike.
Okay, let's switch gears slightly. You mentioned engagement. We've all sat through boring compliance training.
Oh, tell me about it. The click next to continue nightmare.
Right. How does Governor Hugh try to avoid that? They mentioned gamified elements.
They did, and this is more than just adding points, hopefully. They talk about quizzes with points, yes, but also badges, leaderboards.
Trying to make it a bit competitive, or at least rewarding.
Exactly. Tapping into that desire for challenge and achievement, making learning complex rules feel less like a chore and more like, well, maybe not a game, but something engaging, sticky, not just mandatory.
What else falls under gamification for them?
Things like score-based feedback, challenge mechanics, scenario-based tasks that feel like mini challenges, and checkpoint missions within courses.
So breaking it up, making it more interactive.
Keeping you actively involved, yeah. And beyond the gamification, the assessments themselves sound quite practical.
Not just multiple choice tests.
Well, quizzes with instant feedback, yes. But also comprehensive final exams, simulation-based assessments, which sound really interesting, mimicking real work situations.
Okay, that's applying the knowledge.
Right. Plus reflection questions, self-assessments. It feels geared towards proving competence and building confidence, not just ticking a box.
And then the reward at the end. The certificate.
Ah, yes, the completion certificate. They mentioned these are custom design, professional looking.
Not just a generic PDF.
Apparently not. They can have personalized messages, company branding, and crucially, they're downloadable for your records.
Which is important. A tangible way to show what you've achieved, what skills you've gained. Good for the CV, good for performance reviews.
Definitely valuable for career progression.
Now, who are the people behind GovernEQ? You sometimes get a sense of a company from its leadership.
Good point. The firm was founded by two individuals, Faraz Zuberi and Faraz Aga.
Okay. What are their backgrounds?
Both have strong credentials. Faraz Zuberi is listed as a CPA, CIA, CFSA, CMS, so deep in audit, finance, and AML. Faraz Aga is a CPA with an MBA in finance.
So serious expertise there.
Extensive experience, yes. And their stated motivation is interesting, too, to provide affordable solutions without cutting corners on quality or practical value.
Balancing cost and quality, always a challenge.
Indeed. And their commitment seems to extend beyond just selling courses. They have something called an Insights Hub.
Like a blog or resources section.
Exactly. But it seems focused on thought leadership. They share perspectives on current industry challenges.
Any examples?
Yeah. They mention articles like, what regulators expect from your AML program in 2025, GCC compliance trend. Very timely and specific.
Definitely relevant for their target audience.
Right. Or another one comparing AML training providers in the GCC, including themselves, which is quite bold.
Interesting. Shows confidence.
It does. And also things like maximizing GRC strategies for small organizations. So it shows they're actively engaged with the issues their clients face and they're sharing that knowledge.
Okay, so putting it all together, let's summarize what we've uncovered in this deep dive. GovernIQ Consulting really seems to stand out, doesn't it?
I think so. They deliver these comprehensive, expertly designed, and importantly, engaging professional development solutions.
And for you, the learner, trying to navigate this fast-paced professional world, their value seems to come from that powerful mix.
Right. Deep consulting know-how combined with advanced instructional design.
And a real focus on making it practical, applicable in the real world, all designed to make learning actually stick and, you know, benefit your career.
It creates a pretty unique proposition.
Definitely.
So maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to consider. Given this depth we've discussed, marrying that consulting expertise with sophisticated learning design, data insights, engaging features, how might integrating that kind of thoughtfully designed learning experience transform things?
Not just for an individual's growth.
Right, but potentially the entire capability and resilience of your organization, especially when facing constantly evolving industry demands and complex regulations.
That's a big question.
It is. We'd encourage you to think about how these principles, tailored design, engagement, real-world application, data feedback, might apply to your own hunt for knowledge and skills. How can you make every learning moment truly count?